Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy.
So here's what I think is very fascinating. We spend so much time, okay, the wives, we want something special. Acknowledge the holiday for us. Okay, so the husbands do that. But then there are so many dads, awesome dads out there, that really want to use today as a day to teach their daughters, you know, what it should be like being in a relationship, right? So, mm-hmm. So many dads will give sweet chocolates or flowers to their daughters or take them out on a date night, father-daughter date night. I mean, the sweetest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that happen with the boys? Like, do parents, if you have just sons, are you making today special in any way?
No.
Not at all.
And it's not because, it's not because it's a guy thing. And got to hear me out, this theory. I have to make sure I say this as succinct as possible.
Okay. All right.
A good boys grow up, and kids grow up, they're little tape recorders, right?
Mm-hmm.
They absorb everything. They pick up bad traits. They pick up good traits.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're doing it right and you are in a truly loving relationship with your significant other, you don't need to show them what it takes to be a good boyfriend or husband, because you're already showing it to them vicariously. They're seeing it through you. So this isn't where you sit down and I truly believe that if you sit them down and be like, okay, you have to take a girl out and you got to give her flowers and you got to have a heart-shaped box of chocolates behind your back and you ring your doorbell and like that, I don't know if that's...
No, but more of like, hey, let's go in on this together and spoil mom. Like, are there any moms out there that get the sweetest things from their sons?
Ooh.
Or do they make an effort to make sure that their sons get some attention? Is it just a mother-daughter holiday? Like, for the daughters and for the wives? I almost am starting to feel bad for you guys.
I don't know if... My boys are older, 19 and 24.
Mm-hmm.
And I know... I think I talked to Anthony the other day. He goes, I know you guys are probably doing something on Valentine's Day, but maybe we can go to dinner Friday night, all four of us. That's as far as we got. And actually, Friday night, tomorrow.
Was he doing it for Valentine's, though?
Yeah.
Let me treat your Jill for Valentine's?
Well,
or was it more
said
of...
treat. I don't think he's expecting to pay, but he wants to get together.
Okay, never mind. That doesn't count.
No, but I think maybe at that point they'd have a card to give her and something like that. Unfortunately, we're out of town tomorrow night. So I said, well, we'll get together next week.
Hmm.
But I think in the past they've given her a Valentine's Day card or at least a phone call.
Because that must be so sweet, getting something so nice from your son.
I don't know if there's any moms that get stuff from their sons. 2222899.
I don't hear much of it. I don't know.
Maybe it doesn't happen.
I don't ever hear anybody bragging about that side of it. I only hear fathers taking daughters out on a sweet date. I never hear the mother-son thing.
It's either, okay, so when the kid's young, it's really the dad.
Mm.
Come on, little buddy, we're going to make a Valentine's Day card
teacher,
for your mom.
Actually, the teacher is the one who helps out, right? The teacher encourages the kids, elementary school kids, to make something sweet.
Okay, right, sure. Right. Is Valentine's Day still politically correct in schools?
Yeah, that's a holiday that hasn't
embraced.
Been touched.
Okay,
sure.
All right. Something like fall harvest or something, right? Instead of Halloween.
I'm not sure if they encourage the cupcakes and the brownies and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's right. It's more erasers and
so at that point
pencils.
You've got teachers and dads or moms or whatever telling their kids what to do for just telling them this is what you do.
Mm-hmm,
this is how it's supposed to be. But then once they're grown up, hopefully they get enough. They've had enough of that to think of it on their own. You should not have to remind them you're going to get something for your mom or you're going to get something for your dad or whatever. 222 Buzz, number's calling in. Hi to Buzz. Good morning.
Hey, it's Shelley. I'm the mom of four grown kids.
Uh-huh.
29, 28, 23, and 21.
Okay.
And at quarter after six this morning, I got a text message from my youngest, who is 21, living on his own down in Florida. Mm. And it was Happy Valentine's Day, Mom.
Aw, there. And about the other three? Nothing yet?
No, nothing yet.
Oh, so, well, we know who your favorite is.
Well, I have to say that out of the four, he did get the most quality one-to-one time because he was the youngest and everybody else was in school.
But, yeah, right.
We did talk about this yesterday, too. The youngest gets the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. But I would rather get something today rather than on my birthday or Mother's Day because you're supposed to get something on your birthday and Mother's Day, you know.
I like that.
Valentine's Day is like, you reach out to somebody that really, you know, made a difference in your life for one reason or another.
You know what's funny? Mm-hmm. Now that you say it, I rather get, if I had a son, mm-hmm. I would rather get, I don't care if my husband gives me anything today. He should be giving me romance and attention all the time. But my son, you're right. I would be like, oh, I'm going to cry if my son did something on Valentine's Day more than any other holiday. You are absolutely right.
Oh. Well, you guys have a great day, and I hope all of your wishes come true today.
Aw, so, thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yep. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do your sons give you something for Valentine's Day?
I have a 31-year-old son right now. He lives in Florida, but I have a story. He was in high school, and I was working at a school, special needs school, and at the time I was taking the kids out to the bus. It was about 11:30. We had morning and afternoon class, and I was taking the kids out to the bus, and I look across the parking lot as I was putting the kids on the bus, and here comes my son with his friends, mind you, which so apparently he wasn't that embarrassed, with a bunch of flowers. Now, they weren't, you know, a dozen red roses or whatever, but it was a bunch of flowers from Wegmans and a homemade card, and he was in high school, and he was crossing the parking lot with this big smile on his face, and I just got so many tears that he just acknowledged me that way. I still get a card from him now. He's 31 right now. But just that right there was just amazing. That, like, made my life.
Made my life. Oh, my gosh. That is so sweet. Now,
so he wasn't embarrassed. He just wasn't embarrassed. He had friends
with
him. I just thought that was the sweetest thing. And he was, again, he was in high school. It was
yeah, that's cool.
Where did he get that from, though? Was it your husband that was, like, where would he even think to get that? Or are you just that awesome of a mama?
Yeah. You know what? To tell you the truth, and it's not bragging or whatever, but he just thinks I'm like the greatest mom. I was divorced. I was divorced and had three kids.
Yeah.
And he just came with these flowers and this homemade card, and I was like,
oh my gosh,
bawling my eyes.
Boys love their moms.
Hug in the parking lot.
Yeah. We love our moms. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, you boys really do.
Yeah, it's true.
The best.
It's so true.
I love that. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day. Good morning.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah. What's your story?
So, Valentine's Day has always been a family thing for me.
Really?
It's always been my dad and I have gotten gifts for each other. My brother and my mom have gotten gifts for each other. My grandfather used to send me and my mom candy. My grandma used to send
my
brother something.
Wow.
It's always been a family thing. And now that we live, my brother and I still live up here. My parents live out of state. I've always gotten my brother an anti-Valentine's Day gift because he hates Valentine's Day.
But it's still a gift.
like, it's ridiculous.
That's
so
funny.
You know, I sent my dad a gift. He's going to get it a couple days late. And my mom told me yesterday that my gift is still on the counter and he hasn't mailed it yet. So,
that's so funny. You guys are totally tied up.
I almost regret not having a tradition for my girls. Like, it started off that I would set chocolates and a card on the table, and they wake up and they see that, because that's what my mother did for me when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But then it evolved into my husband saying, no, I want to take over. And he would go over the top and buy them jewelry. I'm like, settle down.
Wow.
Okay. So then it went to nothing. And now it's back to, I don't know. I'm just hoping he does something today. I don't even know.
Yeah. It's not too late to start a tradition, though.
But right? I like the tradition thing. I like when people call in with that.
I know. Hi to Buzz.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Happy Valentine's Day.
Well, thank you. Well, I'm on my way to work.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I have six sons and three daughters.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, that's a party.
Oh, yeah. Hard to kill, apparently.
Woo.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what. I'm going to tell you the stories of my sons. My little guy, Joel, this morning woke up. Now, he does this with his own money, okay? He stays up and he got me a big chocolate candy heart and made me a pretty little you know, decorations for Mama. He does this on his own. He's a money hoarder. He'll be a banker someday.
Mr. Mooney.
How old is he?
How old is he?
He's 12. He just turned 12. Very cool guy.
That's cool.
And, I mean, over the years, my boys have been incredible to me. My girls, too. But you were mentioning sons, and they are really, it really depends on how they're brought up, you know. My children are very respectful, but they've been taught to be respectful. And they're very loving and very cuddly.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love to think I'm a good mom, but I'll tell you, my oldest son, Frank, is incredible. He's just an incredible man. He's very good to his mama. And my son, Zach, he's a headcraft brewmaster and a heavy metal percussionist. So one year he took me to see Queensrÿche and Judas Priest. Surprise, Mom. My other son works for the Cattaraugus County Sheriff's Department, and he bought me a car for Mother's Day.
Oh, my God.
You guys, I almost want to have a son. I almost want to get pregnant and have a little baby boy.
Know, nothing says I love you more than a Queensrÿche concert.
Oh, yeah. With Judas Priest, you know it.
Judas Priest. Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.